那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场，大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。 今天和大家分享讨论一下 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做你可以放松的地儿相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a place where you are able to relax, not your home。 不是你自己家的地儿，对吧？可能是外面的一个自然环境或者外在的地方，你可以放松。开门见山，三个思路。首先交代这个地方，把问题回答出来，是一个 Riverside Park, 一个河畔公园，可能是在郊区，把基本信息带入。第二，讲到这个公园本身，它其实有一个河或者有一个湖，我分不清啊。然后呢，有很多的一些广袤的土地啊，然后还有一些蓝天白云呢。最重要的是有很多运动的场地和器械都是免费的，比如说网球场啊、足球场啊，或者一些基本的健身器材都有，哎，完全不要钱，把它特征带进来。第三，结尾强调我在这个地方经常做的事儿。我最喜欢的是在里面跑步，或者骑自行车，或者发呆，甚至在里面遛个弯儿都很开心。这样的自然环境让我非常的心旷神怡，让我能够完全释放。这样来看，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑。首先回答这个问题，那本身是一个河畔公园，在郊区。其次交代里面的特征，可能自然环境很好，还有运动器械都是免费的。第三，结尾强调我喜欢做的事儿，喜欢做运动，让我放松。这样来看，结尾还有引导，三者贯穿符合逻辑。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, the place where I normally find relaxing is located in the countryside of my city. The Riverside Park is the place where I'm able to relax. There's a lake, a river there. Sorry, I couldn't tell the differences between the lake and the river. Like a big open land, big open skies, many kinds of sports facilities. Like a tennis court and a soccer field, for example.All of these are nearly free of charge. We don't have to pay for it at all. That's the point. You know, I can do lots of activities there, include jogging, walking, cycling, or just resting my mind when I'm watching the sky. Actually, I've been there many, many times, and I have to spend some time there, I mean on the road, like 30 minutes or such. Not that far, but a rather peaceful place for me. For example, in summer vacation or summertime, I do this quite often. I mean it.Every single week, you'll probably find me if you were there as well. By the way, I used to come across some of my close friends in the park, you know. They just said hi to me when I was jogging. Got to be honest, I love this amazing place. A rather quiet place is proper to me. I love it. So that's it.
那在结尾呢，Jason做了一个引导，强调出来我对大自然的一个喜爱，这样安静的地方更适合我去放松。考官接下来就会问了，那你一般放松的时候喜欢安静的地方还是热闹的地方啊？两者有什么区别？形成更多话题的比对和引导。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调位于、位置于 ，be located in。第二个运动器械、运动器材 ，sports facilities。第三放空 ，rest my mind。最后偶遇 ，come across。这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更加具有说服力。好的，今天这期节目呢就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以通过微信的方式找 Jason。微信号码小写英文字母 B 加上17693917，小写英文字母 B 加上17693917。希望今天这样期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。